ultimately, search marketing boils down to two key building blocks, a keyword and an ad. And you always want to make sure that what people are searching for, that keyword, is matched to that ad. And if you can really take care of that and deliver a great landing page and that experience that makes sense, everything else follows suit.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion. Powerful marketing. Empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Hey there, it's Jay Arrett, Dean of Marketing Know-How at themarketingspot.com. 2 weeks ago, as I record this episode, I was in Scottsdale for the Bolo Digital Marketing Conference, which is a conference that caters primarily to agencies and not the kind I usually go to, but I wanted to meet some new people outside my circle, and that was a great success. Bolo, by the way, stands for Be on the Lookout. So you're going to hear a couple of podcasts coming out of my trip to Scottsdale, including this one, episode number 90 on search engine marketing. And in this episode, you're going to get double for your money. That's right, two different guests and two different conversations for the price of one. I'm passing the savings on to you. So we're going to look at search marketing from two different viewpoints, the product side and the agency side. My two guests are, from the product side, John Gagnon, Bing Ads Evangelist for Microsoft, and from the agency side, Joe Kirschbaum of 3Q Digital out of Chicago. And I think they make a wonderful combination. Now, Joe Kirschbaum was not at Bolo, but I asked him to dovetail onto my conversation with John Gagnon because he works daily with businesses and he understands their search challenges. Let me also say that while I do have a Bing Ads evangelist on this episode, it will not focus exclusively on Bing Ads. Both guests will also talk about Google AdWords, and I found that refreshing in that Bing does not try to ignore Google, but invites you to do both. So first, it's Bing Ads evangelist John Gagnon, and we recorded this conversation in the courtyard of the Hotel Valley Ho in Scottsdale. It's a quirky little retro hotel just a few blocks down from Old Scottsdale. Perfect place to have the conference. But because of our location, you're going to hear just a little bit of background noise, and that's what it's about. Let's get to it. Let's go searching. So first, just tell me who you are and what you do.
I'm John Gagnon. I work at Bing Ads. I'm an evangelist for Bing Ads, which basically means I'm a huge search nerd.
How did you get a job like that?
Right out of school, I more or less fell into online advertising, and within a little bit, I was working actually at Google for AdWords. And so after AdWords, I'm from Seattle. Microsoft's a hometown. Bing's a great company. And before it was Bing, it was Live Search, and they offered me a job and come up, and I took it. It was a great opportunity.
So you're a Bing Ads evangelist. What does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah, you know, that's like the number one question I get. Hey, what do you do as an evangelist? I do a lot of speaking at conferences, a lot of writing, but really what it comes down to is listening to our customers, figuring out what the problems are, and knowing our product set incredibly well. Hey, how can we help answer those questions? How can we help marketers get better performance, better ROI, and get their message across? I do a lot of thinking around that.
So just give me a brief description. What is Bing Ads and what does it include and encompass?
So Bing Ads is the search marketing platform that runs both Bing and Yahoo. So any of the searches done on Bing.com, Yahoo.com, and our partners actually get funneled through Bing Ads. And then with one account, you can actually reach two great search engines and get some great performance.
Okay, so you mentioned you started off at Google Ads, and of course everybody... or I shouldn't say everybody, but it's very ubiquitous. Everybody runs or seems to think they need to be on Google Ads or do AdWords. Why Bing Ads? Why should people do Bing Ads?
First and foremost, it's not a choice between one or the other. It's really complementary in a lot of different ways. But with Bing Ads, it's actually pretty incredible. People don't know. Just in the U.S. alone, we have 54 million unique users who use Bing and Yahoo, and they actually don't use Google. And those guys, when you reach that 54 million, spend a lot more than the Google searchers do. And these are all Comscore numbers that are out there. So it's really interesting when you tell people that, they're like, oh, you know, this great audience is out there not using Google. Not everybody uses Google. And in fact, you can get a better return there. And so, I mean, we hear it time and time again that that's the number one reason, not only that we talk about, but people come back and again and again.
So there's an untapped market that can't be reached by Google Ads, and you say they spend more, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. They spend, I can't remember the exact number. In our entire, we have 30% of the market share in the U.S. Those users spend something from 6 to 8% more than Google users. But then that untapped market spends even more. I think it's 30%+ in that range.
So for those businesses and marketers who are used to using Google Ads, what's different about Bing Ads? What will they see that's different?
Well, we actually try to keep it as similar as possible because we know as business owners, the number one thing that you have is not just the media budget, but it's your time. And so you've done all this work and you know what's going on in AdWords. So we have an import from Google AdWords feature that literally takes the keywords and ads and everything that you've done and it moves it into our system for search and for search marketers really easy. We want to do the heavy lifting. And so it makes it that much easier. But the fundamentals are all the same.
Are the results that, I mean, not just the results you get from the ads, but the search results, are they different? So do you need to massage your keywords or go to different ad groups and different keyword groups in Bing Ads?
I think it's a really great question. When you're thinking about applying a different search strategy, what are the differences between, like say, how searchers are searching at Google and how they're searching in Bing? There can always be a lot of differences it's small differences here or there. I would say 80-90% are the same. And so you don't have to worry that much about trying to account for these differences. But one of the big things I would say to throw out there is just take a look at negative keywords, take a look at search queries. There's always going to be different search chains or terms that people are looking for, and you just want to make sure you have those gaps covered.
So I think there's a perception out there, John, that in order for you to have some success using like search engine advertising or search engine marketing, I mean, you really have to be a search expert. Can you use Bing Ads or any search engine marketing type platform like that and get results if you're not a search engine expert?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you can. And there's more and more products. We just came out with Bing Ads Express, which helps small businesses just basically tell us, hey, I have this budget and I have, let me tell you about my business. And that becomes the ad. And we take care of the rest when it comes to keywords that you're choosing and the bids and all these other pieces. But in kind of the big picture of search marketing, absolutely. I think that you do not have to be a search expert, but you really have to know your customers and you have to know your options available. And you have to think and ask yourself, hey, you know, what are those questions? How am I going to reach them? What device are they going to be using? What message do I want? Ultimately, search marketing boils down to two key building blocks, a keyword and an ad. And you always want to make sure that what people are searching for, that keyword, is matched to that ad. And if you can really take care of that and deliver a great landing page and that experience that makes sense, everything else follows suit.
Wow, you make it sound so simple. A keyword in an ad. Why does it seem so difficult when you pull up the dashboard and then, wow.
Well, you know, it's so funny about that. It's that fun. You can't lose sight of that unit. That is like the core building block. And what happens is when you add in, you could do hundreds or thousands or millions of these, it becomes really difficult. But when you think like, hey, look, my user is, or my customer is searching for garage door repair on their mobile phone because their garage door is not opening now. There's a sense of immediacy. They need to get their kids to school. They're on their phone, and they're searching for garage door repair. So I better say I'm going to be there right away, and I know which keyword they're bidding on. I know what targeting I need to have. Mobile customers within, like, let's say 25 miles because I can get there within a few minutes. Well, you know, that takes care of a lot, and I think that's the really interesting thing. First, I tell people, start with your business. You know way more about this search marketing thing than you think. The biggest thing is you've done all the hard work thinking about your business. Now, let's just tease out a couple questions and connect that to how it's set up in search.
There's, I think, a little bit of a stumbling block, too, to people who are not yet using search engine marketing and, like, getting started, right, the very first time. If you're going to get started using Bing Ads, what are some of the first steps you might take just to get started?
The number one thing is call. We have a free 1-800 number that you can just get connected with an expert, somebody who already knows the Bing Ads system. They're going to ask you questions about your business, and they're going to help you set up those keywords and ads. And regardless of whether or not you go with them, now, I think that will be a fantastic start, and it's free. It is absolutely free. Whether or not you actually go with it, it gives you a really great perspective. You know, it's always much easier to edit and provide feedback than it is to actually create and start from scratch. And so it gives you a really great starting point, and that would be the number one thing I would recommend for anybody starting.
Okay, so let's say we get started up. We've got our Bing Ads campaign going. Give us like the top three tips, you know, if you have them, for having success on Bing Ads.
Yeah, it's so funny because the fundamentals are the same on Bing as they are on Google. What I would say is always make sure you're thinking about what your customer's searching for. They're telling you what they want in that search, and so be thinking about what messages really connect. And so test out a couple ads, you know, two to four in that range of different messages that might resonate with that customer. So that's one. The second thing is something called negative keywords. And what negative keywords do is when somebody's searching in a search box, well, we don't expect you to know all the different combinations of all the things that they would search for. And so we have match types to help you find these different pairings. Well, it turns out sometimes there are some things maybe you don't want to match to. Maybe somebody's searching for reviews, or maybe they're talking about garage door installations, and that takes like 4 hours and you don't make very much money on that. You don't want to go for that. And so add in these negatives and say no installations, no reviews, and then now you're off to the races. And the last thing is spend time thinking about how you're grouping your keywords, the number of keywords. And really, it's just the searches your customers have. Spend time thinking about it. 10, 20 or so keywords in an ad group, 2 to 4 ads, and that's a really good start.
So, of course, the other part of the equation then is once you get them there with the ad is the landing page. Do you have any tips for landing pages on how to get better conversions from landing pages?
Landing page. Oh, man. Landing page is so important. There's a couple of kind of mental tools I would just throw out there. There's a lot of landing page test tools out there which are really great, but do the 4-second test. So you know your business. You know, go to your family member, go to a friend and say, show them the landing page, show them the page, and then within 4 seconds, cover up the page, shut the screen, and then ask them, hey, what should I do? Because the bounce rate typically for landing pages is 4 seconds. And so if your friend doesn't know what they should be doing in 4 seconds, then how are your customers going to know what they should be doing?
Wow, that's great advice, because when we put together our websites and our landing, we're doing it like from the comfort of our desk, and we stare at the screen and we may look at for an hour or so and say, and we got to make sure we have all the copy in there. We forgot to mention this and we forgot to mention that. So that's great advice. So what about trends in search marketing? Because it seems to be always evolving. I mean, you guys have changed a lot in this past. I saw an article you wrote earlier this year about all the things that happened with Bing Ads. So give us an idea of the trends and some things that we should be looking out for.
Yeah, I think so much is changing. In the last year alone, Bing Ads has made over 1,000 changes, some of them really visible and some of them more on the back end. Really, it boils down, the fundamentals are the fundamentals. Always focus on that. But mobile is a really emerging trend. But I think what's really interesting is people haven't taken the time to really think about what customers want. If you have a 20-page insurance form on mobile, on a PC, that's really easy to fill out. Or it's not really easy, but people can do it. But on a mobile phone, that's a complete failure. And so, you know, people aren't going to fill out 20-page forms. And so maybe you need to connect them into your call center or give them your phone number. Maybe you need to follow up with them there. And so I think that's really big. And another one outside of mobile is just tracking. You have more and more options. You could do Bing, you could do Google, you can do Facebook, LinkedIn. The list is never ending. And they're all great networks to think about where your customers are and step back. But hey, who gets credit? At the end of the day, it's a really big trend. We feel really secure in our ROI. I always say we feel good about the value that we're providing. But that's a question more and more people are starting to ask and look for answers on.
Where does this search engine marketing and using things like Bing Ads and Google AdWords, where does that fit into the marketing scheme? Like, how important should it be as far as your total overall marketing plan?
That's a really great question. When I look at how search marketing fits into the marketing plans, it really varies on the campaign and what you're trying to do, the message you're trying to convey to your customers. At the end of the day, search is so powerful and critical, because what it allows you to do is you can reach customers when they're actively looking for your product. You know, and there's almost no substitute for that interaction and that engagement in that point of time. And those tend to be really high value touches. And so if you're trying to drive awareness and get broad reach, search actually can be used as a good tool. But when you're thinking about reaching your customers at that critical moment, I think there's no substitute.
it sounds to me like you're saying that one of the powers of search is that it's the immediacy of, like, do the studies show that people are ready to buy when they go to search?
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at, there's a mobile study. Yeah, I have to find the actual number now. I'm like quoting this mobile study. Yeah, but there was a mobile study just recently done within the last year that said that 70% of mobile searches are actually acted on within 1 hour.
Wow.
Which is incredible when you actually think about what that means. And so we're taking it from the PC, and then we're going now to these really intimate devices that we ask questions to every day, our smartphones, and we get the answers on them. And some of those answers are right for your business.
So that's kind of scary maybe to some businesses. I mean, you could be doing a great job of brand awareness and people know you, and then about an hour before the customer decides what they're going to do, they go to the search and they find your competitor, and you know, that could mean a lot of wasted time there.
So it's really interesting with the mobile opportunity. It's one of the fantastic ways to connect, but not all of your customers are searching to research your product. Some of those products are, some of the opportunities are in-store price checking, or maybe they're going to be, they're looking for a restaurant and trying to act on it in that moment in time. But it has to be proximity and location-based in many, many ways. And so there are some answers that mobile, there are some things that mobile answers, and there's a number of questions that mobile doesn't quite help with. But what I would say is, if you can get across to a user, whether it's before they get to that search or not, and you answer the key question is, why should they buy from you? Why should they work with you and not your competitors? If you can really truly answer that question, you're going to have less sensitivity for somebody else to come in and take them from you.
People want to get set up on Bing Ads. Where do they go? How do they do it?
You just go to bingads.com. There's going to be a sign-up link, and you can just get started from there. And on that page, we'll actually have a call-in number, that 1-800 number, to get you any resources that you need. And actually, for all you agencies out there, bingads.com/agencyhub, resources and extra help.
And if we want to see more of your stuff, John, where do we go?
I'm on the Bing Ads blog, but also I write for ClickSee, Search Engine Watch, and every now and then Huffington Post, Small Biz.
Okay, so tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Joseph Kirschbaum. I am the Midwest Account Director with 3Q Digital, and I've been in the paid search area and SEM area for about 8 years.
And where are you based out of, Joe?
I'm based out of just south of Indianapolis, and my company's office, we actually have a few offices around the country, and I am based out of our Chicago office.
Well, we're talking Bing Ads today. I know Google Ads gets a lot of the press and a lot of the search, and everybody loves Google Ads, or I don't know if they love them, but they use them. But let's talk a little bit about Bing Ads here. How well, in your experience, does Bing Ads work? And when I use the word, you know, quotations, air quotations around work, what is the effectiveness of Bing Ads?
I think in general that Bing Ads work great. We do find, in general, kind of across the board for clients, that CPCs tend to be lower, click-through rates tend to be a little bit higher, and CPAs are a little bit lower, and ROI is better. Now, I know you can't really get much more of a glowing review than that, but we do, they're not paying me to say that, but we do find, as you had mentioned, you know, Google does get the lion's share of kind of press, and Bing doesn't get as much. Well, it's kind of the same, and the reason why that is the same goes for search share or search volume. Google still has about 80% of search volume. So on average, Bing has a much lower search volume, but the return is really, really good.
So can you survive on Bing Ads alone because the search volume is so much lower, or can you do just fine on Bing Ads?
You know, we have some clients where that we have actually made a shift where they do see a very large portion of their traffic comes from Bing, but we don't, right now, we don't have any clients that are solely running on Bing. Just because they do need a little bit more volume than what Bing is going to provide. But yeah, I mean, there's a few reasons why, because they don't survive just on Bing because they need the volume from Google. But I mean, we also want to have a good marketing mix. We don't want to put all of our eggs in the Google basket. Or we don't want to put all of our eggs in the Bing basket. So we purposefully diversify our efforts.
So proportionally, we know the search share for Google. What about users of search ads? Is it that same proportion or disproportionate one way or the other for Bing and Google?
I do think more people use Google, obviously, because there's a higher search volume. But I do think that the Bing audience is a little more engaged, like with ads. I think they're a little bit less afraid to engage with ads and a little bit less afraid to convert. I think it might just be because Bing is like a default search on Internet Explorer. I do think it's a little bit older, more established crowd. And they're just, that's why I think the results tend to be a little bit better on Bing.
Well, let's just do a quick comparison, if you would. What is the difference or what is the sameness between Bing and Google Ads?
In essence, they are the same. And John says this in his interview where really, you know, when you take all of the worlds of differences, and there are, it boils down to a keyword and an ad. You know, I mean, that's what it boils down to, is your keyword and your ad. Now, there are all kinds of, like, different bells and whistles when we think about the interface. Google has a whole slew of new things going on, especially with their new enhanced campaigns versus what Bing Ads is doing. Ultimately, they have the same objective, which is trying to deliver a relevant ad to an end user and trying to get them to take an action on your site. That's from an advertiser's point of view. From the user's point of view, you want to go to the search engine, you want to put in a query and get the most relevant results possible. So to that end, too, they're about the same.
It seems to me, I have not used Bing Ads yet, although now that I've talked to John and been exposed to it, I'm going to start. But I've used Google AdWords. It seems to me that for the novice user, I don't know, Google AdWords is a little tough, I think, to get started on for the novice user. Do you think you need like a search marketing expert to dive into using AdWords and Bing Ads?
I think a lot of businesses do need some help because it really is, it's almost like trying to be your own doctor, you know, and it's kind of like, well, it's my body. I know what's going on in my body. Well, you do, but you don't. If somebody wants to start an online marketing campaign, I do think it's best to work with a paid professional. However, though, I know for a lot of people that aren't doing paid search ads right now, it's more or less you're just kind of dipping your toes in. You don't want to jump in to the deep end. And the deep end is working with a professional. So I do think that what people should do is if they don't have the resources or don't want to put that much of a commitment into it in the front end, is before you launch one keyword, before you do anything, read. You know, there are so many resources out there, like this blog that you're running, Jay, here, and all these interviews and all these resources. I mean, people have thousands and thousands of articles at their fingertips. So I come across too many people that think, well, I'll just throw my keywords up and start spending, and then I'm going to learn. Well, why waste your money? You know, and I see this all the time. And what they do is they'll launch, they'll spend a bunch of money and go, well, SEM doesn't work for me. I tried. You know, it's like getting behind the wheel of a car and trying to drive it, and you've never driven a car before. And you wreck it and go, well, I guess nobody must know how to drive. I think before, if you're thinking of a novice, of somebody who hasn't done this before, you know, I think there are a few things that people need to do. I think they need to get educated on what SEM is and how it works. Two, they need to get educated about their business and how SEM is going to fit into their overall marketing strategy and their overall business. And then three, what they need to figure out, and this is so important before they even launch one keyword, is to review their website and make sure that it has, you know, just one, a killer user experience. Two, it is focused on conversions. Whatever that is for your business, whether it be a sale or a lead or whatever, make sure and get like others' opinions. Don't just take your own opinion. Get other people to look at your website and make sure that when somebody gets to your website, they know what to do. And then three is tracking. All the time I see people launch these campaigns and they don't have any tracking in place on their websites. They don't have like it's free, like Google Analytics or the Bing Conversion Pixel or anything like that. They don't have anything running for proper attribution and proper tracking in order to gauge their success. So, I mean, there are just some of these fundamental, foundational things that people need to do before they push go. Because I see people do, I see the wheel and the horse and the cart or the egg and the chicken, I don't care which one it is. They get them all mixed up.
Well, you heard John Gagnon's keys to getting started, and you kind of gave us the broad picture here of the things that we need to do. Can you give us a couple more specific tips that will help us use Bing Ads a little more effectively once we do get started? Let's say we've done some education, we've done our first ads. What are a couple of tips you might give us?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think once people are educated, they kind of got things running. I think when people are ready to kind of dip into Bing, I think they need to start focused, as in short keyword list with small ad groups. I think they need to really focus on search, because there is there's like a display network, there's a search partner network, and there's the search network. And they all have, you know, varying degrees of success, and they all have a ton of distribution. So I would just focus on search, since you're just kind of trying to get your toes in. You don't want to start off going 100 miles an hour. So I would focus on a short keyword list. I would make sure that your ad groups are small. And I would just focus on search to kind of get started. And also, I would also just focus, because we're going to talk about mobile here in a minute, is just focus on like desktop computers. That tends to be where the conversion rates work best, and then kind of ease your way in. So that's kind of, I think, what people need to do to get started. And then what they can do is they can kind of expand into these other areas. You can kind of expand into the search partner network. You can kind of expand into mobile and tablets and things. You know, just kind of take a step, take your baby steps, and don't try to hit the ground running so hard.
Well, let's talk about mobile a little bit, because I just wrote a blog post yesterday on the Marketing Spot blog about mobile, mainly mobile digital usage, and not specifically about ads, but we talk about mobile ads a little bit, and that mobile ads, I think the general consensus as I look out there is they're good for when people get ready to purchase something, because I saw the statistic like something 70% of users who go to a mobile search, they act upon that search within 1 hour. How important do you think?
Say.
That's what they say. What do you say, Joe? What about the importance of mobile ads?
No, I agree. I think mobile, they've been saying for what? Maybe the past 3 years that this is the year of mobile. That's what everybody's been saying. It's been perpetually arriving. But I do think that it's finally starting to break through. I do think it's finally starting to get here. I mean, just in some of our clients, this is in relation to, I still need to pull the numbers for Bing, but for Google, because Google had just released their Q3 numbers. I mean, for, you know, kind of across the board for our clients, I mean, comparing Q3 of last year to Q3 of this year, I mean, we saw, I think we saw clicks on search go up like 65%. For mobile devices, we actually saw clicks go up 600%. We've seen tablets go up 270%, and actually computers gone up 25%. So everything has gone up a little bit, but mobile devices and tablets are just, you know, that's where people are moving. That's the shift. So marketers absolutely cannot ignore it, whether you want to or not. I know some people that are like, I don't want to get on mobile. Well, okay, fine, don't get on mobile, but you can't ignore it.
I know, it's just, it's coming. I mean, like you, I've heard the year of mobile for several years now, but I mean, yeah. If you just look at what people are using, you can't ignore mobile anymore.
No, and I know it's difficult and it's challenging because it's new and trying to piece it together. Think about it, that's what search marketing was like 7 years ago. People were like, how do I even use this? Keywords and ads, and what the heck is all this all about? But now it's like people are getting it, and it's like, okay, now I get it. This, you know, how this works and how it all ties together. It's just, you know, it's like that's the way mobile is kind of right now, where it's like, we know what it is, we know it's super valuable, but how do I get value out of it? That's what people are trying to figure out.
Let's get back to the website. You mentioned the website a little bit earlier, and it's one thing to do your Bing ads or your Google AdWords, but you have to send them somewhere, and that somewhere is usually your website. So talk about the importance of website for doing search marketing.
Oh my gosh. I think it's like I think that's probably the most important thing. We can talk all day about keywords, ads, and those are important, and your bids and your bidding strategies and your bidding algorithms, those are all important. But it all boils down to your website and your landing pages. I was actually just speaking at SMX last month on this, and it was about the future of paid search. Where is it going in 2014? And we were pontificating in all the areas that it's going to expand and all the directions it's going to go. And it was all about different distribution channels and all these other cool new things that are coming, right? But in the end, in the summary, we said, well, what's the magic bullet for success in 2014? And everybody had these, you know, all the other speakers had these great suggestions, and mine was like the most rudimentary basic one, and mine was your website. All these new channels, all these new things that come up, still funnel everybody and all your visitors to your website. They are still going to end up there. All these remarketings and all these different things that you can do with Google and Bing and all that stuff, they're still going to end up on your website. So making sure, you know, that you continuously do testing, that you are continuously improving your conversion rate, is, I think, just, it hasn't changed since, like, when the internet was invented. I think you need to continually refine your campaigns within Bing, within AdWords, and to improve your performance. But if you neglect the conversion rate on your landing pages, you are just hindering yourself. That, the landing pages, is really where you can put, you know, really put some gasoline in the fire.
Well, let's wrap it up here, Joe, with just talking about where search marketing fits into the marketing mix. And you talked about this a little bit earlier about, you know, fitting your marketing mix together and not putting all your eggs in one basket. What about search marketing? How many eggs do you put in that basket? Or when should you put your eggs in that basket?
Well, I do think for any industry, like we were talking about, should you do it? Is it worth doing? I do think search engine marketing has its place in any industry, in any vertical, somewhere in your sales process, because let's face it, there are no industries that are immune to the influence of the internet. So therefore, as a business, you need to take full advantage of any channel that can positively impact your business's bottom line, such as the internet. And SEM will allow you to do that. So SEM can either do demand generation for you, as in get, you know, any marketing activity that can create awareness, maybe that's where SEM fits in for you. Or maybe SEM closes the leads and is actually like a lead generator, as in, you know, getting that kind of closing that loop and getting those leads in for your business. But I think for any vertical and for any industry, SEM has a place somewhere. Because people are, whether you sell like gravestone software, whether you sell shoes, whether you sell cars, somebody's on the internet looking for you. So SEM fits in there somewhere.
Cool. Joe Kirschbaum, thank you so much. So time for a shameless plug. Tell us a little bit about 3Q Digital and what you guys do.
Right. Well, at 3Q Digital, we have offices across the nation. I'm in the Midwest, but we have offices East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. We do everything from paid search, social, display, conversion optimization. We work with large international brands and smaller regional brands, and we do it all really, really well. And the website is 3QDigital.com.
And what about you? Where can we find more of your stuff? I've seen some of your blog posts and stuff on the internet.
Absolutely. I write for the 3Q Digital blog. I'm also a frequent contributor to Search Engine Watch, as well as Website Magazine. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joe Kirschbaum.
All those links will be in the show notes of the podcast. Joe Kirschbaum, hey, thanks for illuminating us on Bing Ads and search engine marketing.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Two guests. Great stuff, huh? If you're not currently doing search marketing, I think you should definitely consider putting it in the mix, especially in light of some digital mobile data that was presented at Bolo, and I wrote a blog post about it on my blog on the Marketing Spot. All the show notes for this episode, along with the links, can be found at powertothesmallbusiness.com, and that's where you can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or by email. Questions, comments, guest suggestions, drop me a line at jay@themarketingspot.com. And then we'll catch you next time on the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arendt, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspot.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Mary Lynn at The Big Success Podcast, BIGGSuccess.com.